Welcome to CNUFO's Extreme Paranormal Radio. I'm your host, Rich Giordano. Today, I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff that just, you know, pisses me off. A couple of people. Turn this music on. Couple of people. Music, rock and roll. Paranormal stuff. It's all here on Extreme Paranormal.
I am my own affliction. I am my own disease. There ain't no drug that could sell. No, there ain't no drug to make me well. There ain't no drug. There ain't no drug. There ain't no drug. Our souls in cages. We hide inside our shells. It's hard to free the ones you love. Oh, and you can't forgive yourself. Yeah, forgive yourself. Ain't no drug. Ain't no drug.
I love that shit. Oh yeah, baby.
Right.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
There ain't no joke.
It ain't.
There ain't no joke.
No.
There ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
No joke to make me well. There ain't no
joke. Oh man, it's gonna be.
Myself, I made a mess of me. I wanna get back the rest of me. I made a mess of me. I wanna spend the rest of my life alive. I made a mess of me. I wanna reverse this tragedy. I made a mess of me. I wanna spend the rest of my life alive. The rest of my life alive.
Coming right back. Let's fire this up, baby. God, I love that song. Oh, I love Extreme Radio!
Fire it up right here on Extreme Paranormal.
I got a bad case. I'm turning it up. It's getting cold in here. So fire.
Right, so we are going to fire it up, and I'm going to, you know, the first two songs we jam out, we get pumped up, we get fired up, baby. because right here on CN UFOs Extreme, I'm going to talk about a few shows that are still doing it wrong, and I'm going to talk about you people on cnufos.ning.com, and I'll whip out some UFO stories and a bunch of paranormal stuff you need to know about right here on Extreme. Oh, I love my little howls. Oh, man, I just love getting pumped up in the beginning of these shows. I swear, there's nothing like doing Extreme. I wish I could bring this over to Blog Talk Radio, but the sound quality is terrible, and you never know when BTR is going to have a fail. It may shut down. Hey, I got a couple of things that we're going to talk about that are real important. Like I said before, I'm here to just bring out the truth, the justice, and the only way I know how, the Arizona way, baby, right here on CN UFOs Extreme. Can't stand it when people lie. Play my game, baby. This song rocks right here. Now we're rocking and rolling. You know, you would think I would be over the people that I can't stand the most, but what I have to do is get myself all anchored in. I got to get myself positioned right to do this show, and the only way I can do that sometimes is to listen to the people that bug me the most. So I did, and that's that Mr. E Fruitcake. Oh, I hate fruit! Just rock it out, baby. The Cure is more rock. I'm just a little insane. Oh, I'm a nut job. If you think you can beat me, you can't play my game. You think you can beat me? Gotta play my game. God, do I hate pussies, man. You know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't even talk like that. Who am I? Who am I to put these people down? Seriously. Well, I'll tell you who I am. I'm the person who is being put down. So it's just my way of retaliating. And I don't like liars, you know. So when you listen to a show that calls itself paranormal, and all they do is talk about everything but paranormal, that kind of gets me mad. So I have to do a show about it, and I'm going to keep doing it because, well, some people may think I'm jealous. Let's just get that shit out of the way. Do I look jealous or scared? No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. It's just the thing about me is I do everything the right way, and when I see people cheating on their radio shows just to get the ranking above me, that's jealousy. I mean, that's it. That's stupidity. Because it ain't gonna last, baby. I've been doing this 4.5 years. You've only been doing this for a few months. So when you can be on page one and carry the number one spot for 1.5 years, let me know. But in the meantime, turn it up for rock and roll! Oh, I love this part. I love this. just so crisp. I wish I could play the guitar. God, that'd be awesome. Crisp sound to that guitar. Yeah, and that's it. People faking shit. Can you believe it? So, we're not gonna call him by his name. His name is Mr. E. He's got that fake paranormal show. Pretty much hacked a lot of the stuff I did, you know, and copied me. And well, anyway, neither here nor there. But let's just say that he's lying about his rankings just to piss me off. And that's not what pisses me off, because I know it's not real. You can't take 6 months off, do one show, have four people in your chat room, and make everyone believe that your show is ranked number 5 in the paranormal genre, which was just one better than mine, and ranked 139th out of the 45,000 hosts when I was ranked about 150th. And the thing is, I've been doing this 4.5 years. You don't have anything against me. And when you don't, we turn it up and we jam out with a little Yngwie. Where's the corrector? Oh man, God almighty. God, I had to turn that up. That wouldn't be fair to let that go to the wayside. Yeah, we're gonna talk. I said I was gonna have a little more rock and roll this frickin' show, baby. Man alive, chill out. Well, anyway, I will keep going now, alright? Well, maybe I want to sing a little Running with the Devil later on or something like that. Anyway, the real rankings for the show are gonna be effective, you know, in a couple of months' time. And, What I heard, somebody who says this is the only way he could have got that high ranking, because he didn't have any listeners. And he goes, oh, well, just so people don't think I'm faking it, I posted a copy of my page just to show. You know, you can edit that shit. This guy works on computers. He builds websites. He knows how to fake everybody. Trust me. This guy is as evil as they come. Anyway, if we're going to talk about real rankings, let's just talk about where I've been, and then this way you know. Now, I was number one for the first year and a half straight, maybe a week or two here or there where I was number two, but when I first came out, number one show for a year and a half straight. And always had at least 20 to 30 people in my live chat, and downloads were about 2,500 a week. On Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, right now I'm a little less than that, but things are going to be building back up. See, what I try to do is make the show original, and I change things. I don't like a stagnant show. I can't do the same thing over and over. And I know in radio they always tell you to keep repeating yourself and do the same thing. People will recognize you. Well, you know what's good about me? You can recognize that the show is never the same. It's always different, and I feel that's good. It keeps you on your toes. It makes you listen in and see what's going on. And if you know the weather is going to show, just like on your newscast, you know sports is going to be halfway through the show. You don't watch the first 10 minutes. I don't want people to come in halfway through the show just if they're waiting for this part or that part. I want you guys to be here from beginning to the end. And that's why I change things up, and I think that's smart. And I change my intro, I change the outro, it's always different. I'll keep it the same for a few weeks to a month, maybe, or 2 months most. But you listen to that show over there, and he starts off the show acting like a child, you know, going, Black Tank Radio. Oh my God, he's like a little kid. I mean, it's really childish. And this is supposed to be a paranormal show, and they don't do anything paranormal unless somebody calls in. The only time there's a conversation about anything paranormal is if he has someone helping him out. I know. I'm talking a lot more than I thought I would about Loser, but there's nothing I can do. I hate it, man. He's a child. He starts swearing immediately. He slurs his words because who knows what's going on over there, but you can tell something's up. He's late for his show. He thinks he's popular. He's faking that. He's not funny. He's like, hey, Menarca, how come you're not laughing? Nobody's understanding these jokes. Is this thing on? Is the microphone on? No. No one ever laughs. All he tries to do is show is swearing and bad jokes. And then when he was on my show, he would degrade women, man. Fuck that. You're not going to come on my show and degrade the beautiful species, the creature that is a woman. Oh, man. And then when he tried kissing Debbie Daly's ass, that was so funny. Oh, man. Hey, I said I was going to sing Running with the Devil. I'm going to turn this up. You know what? Fuck him.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I got, I had a steal. He's done on me. I'm living in a crazy view. Ooh, yeah. I'm running with the devil.
Nah, I'm not running with the devil anymore. Oh my God, and now he's charging. Well, he's asking for donations to this show. Oh my God, it's a show about nothing. Not the Seinfeld nothing either. This is a show about nothing. Oh, he may get a good guest in once in a while. But how can you charge? You're not good enough to charge. I would never charge for my show. And I'm way better than that. Oh my God, I can't believe he's not really charging. I keep saying charge. But asking, sorry, not even asking, begging for donations. He's got donation buttons all over his website. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for him, man. Oh my God, he's not Rush Limbaugh, you're not Howard Stern. You went over to Debbie Daly's show and got crucified over there. Oh my God, that was so classic when she hung up on him. He's like, Debbie, you know, you're actually good looking, you know, you're hot. And she's like, oh please, give me a break. And she was right on top of that shit. She didn't fall for that fake fucking manipulating way that he has. And I don't care, you know, I'm not saying anything here that he wouldn't even repeat. He knows who he is. He knows what he did. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Fucking unbelievable. What a mistake. What a mistake. Coming back and asking people for money. Because, you know what? Where's your pride, dude? Where's your pride? You have no pride. You gotta ask for money on a free radio show. It's free! And why should these people pay for it? Oh, because Rich is jealous. You know what? They'll pay for my show, but they won't pay for yours. I never asked. And I never will. And I don't think people should pay for my show. I don't have that much. Yeah, I think it's way better than your show. And that says a lot. Because I'm actually teaching people about the paranormal and about some cool shit. You're just sitting in there making fun of women, making dick jokes and noises, and man, I don't know who the hell you think you are. You're a hack. Your show you did the other night, 30 minutes, every show, your first 30 minutes, you don't talk about anything. That's how it was a few years ago. I used to tell this joker, dude, you don't do anything on your show, seriously. So why should I call in and sit there for 30 minutes? Sad thing is, like, people call in, and when they're talking, they'll ask him a question and he won't answer. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I was peach-hatting somebody. He does not even pay attention to the people that come in to help him out. How long is that going to last for? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He won't ask more. Begging for money? That's embarrassing. Where's your pride, bro? Where's your pride? Talking about women and shit the way you do. Bragging about jerking off. I mean, this is a paranormal show. Come on, you're disrespecting the fucking paranormal. That's why I'm mad. I'm not mad because it's you. That already's gone. You know, that's already a given. I'm mad because you're disrespecting the paranormal. Talking the way you do. You still interrupt people. Debbie couldn't even get a word in edgewise when you were calling in begging for her friendship. Begging. Where's your pride, man? You have no pride. That's right, and I don't care. You're going to be mad at me, and you're going to want to say things and talk about me. But I don't know what you could say. I don't know what you could say. You beg for people to call into your show. Do a show by yourself for a month. Don't have anybody help you. Let's see what kind of talent you got. You don't. You can't. You even admitted it on your last show. That you know nothing about stargates and, I don't know, wormholes, shit like that. You can't even maintain a paranormal conversation for more than a minute. And then you're going to beg for money to keep your show up. I'm embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed for the people that are paying for that. You know what? Fucking hate me. Say what you want about me, but I would never charge for my show. I don't have guests every week. If you're getting Class A guests and you're a class guy... Yeah, but you're not. And you haven't proven anything at all. You can talk about your rankings all you want. They're fake. Stop using your IP address. Your fake maker, whatever it's called. P-chatting during your show. You don't pay attention to people that call in. Wow, man. And no men listen to you because nobody respects you. You don't have that many guys that come in and listen to you, buddy. I saw that. You had Anthea in there, Erica, Blue Moon, Karma, Lady Silver Vixen, I think, Monarca, Ms. Guests, Ms. Ghost, and three guests. Same people every week, but it's women. You don't have any men coming to your show. And the men that do come to your show, well... I don't know much about them, but it's only been one or two. And I definitely, this is the last time I could ever listen to this show. The only reason I did it is because I was in an emergency. I needed to get angry. And this is what I needed. I needed to get angry to do my show. This is bullshit. How can you charge for a free service? It's free. And that's right. You said it. Oh, my trolls. I'm not a troll, dude, first of all. Second of all, you're just like everybody else. Who is out here to make a buck, and you're not even doing the right thing by it. You're not paying for your fucking radio show. I know that. Half that money's going to fucking bullshit, I'm sure. How dare you charge? Whatever. You're a loser. Go make your fake IP addresses, and this is the only way you're going to beat me. And we'll see you around, man. I have no respect for you. You have no respect for yourself. No respect for yourself. Dead man. The way you act. Just disrespecting women. Always trying to talk about sex and shit. It's freaking disgusting, dude. And I don't mind if, you know, we're in the locker room or some shit talking like that. On the basketball court or on a football field. But you don't fucking talk like that on a paranormal show. Bringing up sex and shit all the time. He goes, oh, I bet you think about me. Do you flick your bean when you think about me, Monarca? Come on, dude. She doesn't want to hear that. I feel sorry for these people, really. And then you're asking them to give you money. You guys, why not? I'll put up a button. Times are tough. Times are tough for me, too. They're tough for all of us. But if you would manage your money wiser... And stop wasting it, you would have the money for your fucking show. Whatever. I just can't stand it. And you know, I was going to talk about Debbie Daly, but I'm not. I'm not going to talk about her. At least, you know, I still don't respect her. I still don't want to be her friend or anything like that. She still does the Poor Me show. She's not doing anything paranormal either. But at least she's much better than this guy. I don't even want to say his name. I'm disgusted. Mr. E. Because he says I'm evil. And then he acts like he's proud that he's going to be a jerk. Because that's the only way it'll work for you. Because if you come and hit it head on, face to face, you think you're going to let people know that you're not afraid to talk about your shitty ways? Hey, you should have let Linda do her show. Chicken shit. Unbelievable. And that's not slander. She was going to do a show about him. It's okay for him to talk about us. You know, he really didn't use my name. Other people were bringing my name up, so it was obvious who he was talking about. But, you can't, kick Linda off just because she was going to tell the truth. That's not slander. Telling the truth isn't slander. It's okay for you to do whatever you want, but we're not allowed to. That's fine. I'm over here doing what I want. I get a lot of downloads here, believe me, in my ghost town of a website. Yeah, please. I get more people over here and more activity over here than you do over there. That's for damn sure. Mr. E talks about butt plugs, nipple clamps. It's sad for those who are looking for real paranormal shows. I'm really sorry. I feel bad.
This is enough, baby. Don't believe a word I say.
Fucking stupid ass motherfucker. And then he's like, I can't believe you guys are still doing shows about me. Nah, this is it. This is just telling people to stay away, man. Don't give you any money. Don't give him any money. It's not going to go to the show. It may. Maybe $10 will go to the $40 for the show. But don't let him think he's paying $200 a month for that show. Unbelievable. Hey, Debbie! I didn't know you had a bachelor's degree or in science. I mean, you can't even remember if it's a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. That was pretty funny. I didn't know you were retired either, living off the interest of rental properties. I love these people. She still has an issue trying to make people believe that she's like this super rich girl who's retired now, doesn't need to work. Well, you used to tell us that, you know, your husband paid for everything. You came from a rich family. And then you're a clinical psychologist, too? Wow, you never once said any of this until you got that fake call from that fake guy you called into your show. Here's another show. This is the only reason I'm bringing this up is because you don't talk about the paranormal, and that pisses me off. You still do a show about poor me, poor me. But a lot of the other, and Rich, see now, Rich, you're talking shit about me. No, I'm not. I just, you don't do a show about the paranormal and you're still in the paranormal genre. I'm just gonna jam out for a little while and create my brain. I gotta build my brain back up. Oh my god, what is wrong with these people? You can't support these fucking people! What is wrong with you? I'm beginning to hate doing this fucking show. I'm beginning to hate myself. seriously, I'm just so sick and tired of the Extreme show. I'm sick and tired of everything, man. I fucking just want to do the right thing. I just can't believe you're asking people for money. What the fuck, man? If people pay for that shit, what is wrong with you guys, man? Oh, we like him. We like him. How could you like somebody? Fuck off. Go to cnufos.ning.com. My website actually teaches you on what people are doing, how they're getting away with hoaxes, what to look for, people misidentifying legitimate shit. And I know you're probably tired of hearing it over and over, but I'm still seeing it out there. I still see people supporting that shit. Can't support it. Can't support it. Guys, a bird is a bird. A plane is a plane. Ugh. I think God hates us. You know, I'm going to turn that shit up. Let's do this. This is the, you know, I'm going to jam out a little. I'm going to take a midway break on the show here. And we come back, we'll talk about CNUFOs and the people on my website and the good that's going on over there. So let's listen in and jam out together, shall we? Because there's nothing like Avenged Sevenfold. They're so good. I don't understand who pays for this shit. Fuck that, man. I'm not going to jam out right now. We'll jam out in a minute. You know, I don't know what you guys want from me. I figured by now we would be off the charts with everything. I mean, we are. We're doing really well. I'm not upset. But I want more. I want more. I want it all. I want to have a real radio show, man. By the end of this year, it's all over on Blog Talk Radio if I don't get the gig I want. That's it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to pay for Blog Talk Radio anymore. You guys can have it. I'm just going to do an Extreme show whenever I feel like it, and then that'll be the way it is. I'm just, when I get into that room and I ignore these people and then I go in and I haven't listened to her show in a month, and then last week I pop in there just to see what's up, and it's still the same fucking show. What did I do? I don't understand why people hate me. Vic, can you get me a Lorna Doone cookie, please? And can you bring me a $100 bill so I can wipe my mouth? Because I have so much money. Yeah, you know, and then she's always complaining about the trolls. And then over there on his stupid show, it's the same bullshit. He interrupts people. It's like, God, you have no respect for anybody. I just don't get it. Hey, by the way, Nate Partlow is going to be on my show this weekend. Whenever he calls in, that's when he'll be on, either Saturday or Sunday. And just for those of you listening, the AZ UFO show is on Saturday and Sunday nights at 7 now. 7 o'clock. We're running anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours. First full weekend, I did 90 minutes each show. And that felt great. So we may do 2 hours if Nate comes in. Well, he will be in. So anyway, Nate's a good friend, and he used to do another show here on BTR, but now he's going to be doing my show with me whenever he wants. I hope it works out, man. I hope he likes it, and I know he'll do well. You know, get those butterflies out of your system, and everything goes good after that, right? I remember when I used to call into other shows, man. I used to be like, oh, shit. As soon as you start talking, though, the butterflies go away, brother. All right, we're going to turn this shit up. Welcome, Nate. And guys, it's getting a little extreme at the end of the show.
Wow, 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 wow.
God, that's awesome, man. Fuck yeah, I love that shit. That's how we jam out. That's what I need. I need to be rejuvenated for the second half of the show. What's the matter with me? I promised more anger, more vigor, more fucking personality. I'm like a lump on a log. What's the matter with me? I can't get in. I just need to... Never mind. Still jamming out, baby.
Buckethead.
Oh, man, maybe I'll turn that shit up later. Oh, God, I love Buckethead. Yeah, you know, Nate's going to be on. So, now look, CNUFOs is doing phenomenal, and I'm very, very happy with it. Now, you want to get into rankings and talk about popular websites? Forget the radio show, man. Forget that shit. I'm done with the fucking loser, and I'm done with Chubbs over there on that other show, D Daily. I'm done with it. I'm just going to do my own thing, man. I just had more shit to say. Anytime I see people lying, it pisses me off. And you're in the paranormal genre. You don't do anything paranormal. You don't help anybody. You never held a camera. You don't go ghost hunting. You don't do anything. You don't talk at functions. You don't go to conventions. You don't help out with anybody's videos. You don't analyze pictures. You don't do anything. Sure, you could be a fan of the paranormal, but it doesn't mean that you gotta just sit here and fuck with me just because you can. It's the only reason they're in the paranormal genre is to fuck with me. You get that, right? You get that. Don't you understand? Don't you see? By the way, this is right here. That's my alien god. That's Zitch right there. Oh, Zitch. What am I doing? Wanna do something. Get rid of these jokesters, man. They're good for one thing. That's pissing me off. Oh, I got a new segment. We're going to do it right now. After I give the ratings. CNUFOs compared to Daily and Dick, where my website is compared to theirs, in a second. Let's jam up. Let's finish this song strong.
Coheed and Cambria coming at you on Extreme Paranormal Radio.
Come on. CNUFOs, this is out of almost 30 million websites that rank on Alexa.com. The Dick's website, I won't tell you what it is, he's at 22 million out of 30 million. What's her name? D Daly's at 12 million. She used to be at 5 million. She's dropped off the charts. And Rich Giordano, CNUFOs.ning.com's website, is at 1.3 million. That is better than the top 10%, top 5% of all websites. That's pretty amazing, guys. CNUFOs is kicking ass and taking names. And I gotta thank you all for helping me out with that. I've got the best fans. I've got the best members. Seriously. You guys are smarter than anything. I can't wait for this site to just get huge. It's still getting known. The name's still getting out there. I haven't even paid for advertising. Wait until I do that. given a 1 year mark. In October is when I start forking out cash to really get this shit going. I wanted to give it 1 year. 1 year. Because I'm broke. So we're going to do that. That's how good we're doing, blowing everybody out of the water. Except for UFO Casebook. I have a new segment called Casebook Follies. And Casebook Follies is going to talk about UFO Casebook and the horrible joke that I think they're pulling on all of us. They got 3 jokes this month, this week. They have a joke that's called Panoramic View of UFO in Colorado. And it's an airplane. I mean, it's so obvious it's an airplane. I was super disappointed and let them know about it. There's a photo in Jackson, Michigan. Guess what? Guess what? Rod. It's a rod, which is a bug. Now, if anybody knows what a rod is, rods are created by one of the biggest hoaxers of our time. One of the biggest assholes I've ever met in my life. And his name is Jose Escamilla. This guy stole $30 from me. And I don't mean he reached into my pocket. He might as well have. But it's a long story. He tells me he wanted to be in his movie, The Greatest Story Ever Denied. And that was in 2004 when he came up with the idea, wanted me to send him overnight my videos. So I spent 12 hours putting them together, sent them to an overnight, $27 plus tax, came out to like $28.50 or something. He says he was coming out to Arizona, never did. Then he started calling me a bunch of names because I wanted him to pay for my video. You know, I spent $30 that I didn't have at the time, and I wanted him to give me my money back, and he said he would, and he never did. So he might as well have stolen from me, because that's what he did. He never got back to me, man. He never included me, so I told him to fuck off. Wanted me to go find some weed for him, is what he told me. Go find some weed, we'll go to the titty bar and get drunk. Fuck that. Sorry, that ain't my speed, chief. True story, swear to God. And other people can attest to his fucking ways, man. He's an asshole. Fuck him. He's an asshole. Telling me to do that shit. Yeah, I'm gonna go risk my life for a guy I never met. And then I sent overnight my videos. Oh, God, this is what I'm talking about. It's been going on since I got involved in the UFO community, man. These people fucking lie constantly. Constantly. And then the last one on Casebook is an unknown object video from Illinois. It's red dots. It's fucking Chinese lanterns, man. Somebody sent up the fucking lanterns or whatever you want to call them. And that's all it is. You could easily tell what it is. Now, there's also a new book that came out that said Roswell was a Russian spy plane that came down, and that they had midgets on there. And because they were high up in the altitude, that their blood boiled, and they got fucked up, and they got all bloated and shit. And that's what we saw in Roswell. That's what the Roswell crash was. There's a Russian spy plane that they use little people with. Does that sound like the stupidest fucking story ever heard? This is what's going on, and they've been lying since then. Everybody's fucking lying, man. I'm fucking tired of these fucking liars. Liars and people with no pride and no shame. What the hell's going on in this world, man? Thank God we've got people on CNUFOs.ning.com. About a little crystal method to get you pumped up. This is some good shit right here. Woo! Oh yeah! Ha! Crystal Method for you addicts out there. Yeah. This is some good shit right here, man. Pumping it up. A little bit of love. So, a couple of members, Vasco Ambrosio, posted a video of a little fad boy. They call him the Magnetic Boy. But it's fake. They put spoons, pots, hubcaps on this kid's belly and his chest. But I think he's just a fat, sweaty kid. Have you ever seen this video? So Vasco Ambrosio posted that. It's funny. Go check him out. Vasco, V-A-S-C-O, A-M-B-R-O-S-I-O on my website. Vasco also posted the alien and Merida. The alien at Merida. This is an old video. This is where the kid gets grabbed by the alien behind the telephone pole when these kids are playing soccer in Mexico out in the alleyway. The kid goes to grab the ball, and then as he bends down, the alien arm comes like this. It goes. That was a known fake. That came out to be a fake. Vasco also posted a video called UFO Spheres Hover Low Over Kauai Coast, Hawaii. Unfortunately, there's an airport nearby. I did a little topography check, and the airport is right around the corner from where those lights were. So, coming in for a landing, it wasn't hovering. That sucks. And Vasco also posted a UFO in Ukraine. I don't know. One of the coolest videos, though. It looks real. If you guys haven't seen this one, check it out. I love it. It's a UFO hovering, like a disc, like more of a bubble shape. You know, like this. Not like this, but like this. And the UFO sits there, and then it just goes, like, it goes. And it doesn't go like this. It doesn't go really fast like it looks like CGI. This one looks like a legitimate UFO that somebody caught on tape, and it goes behind the clouds just enough, but you can still see it go behind the clouds. I love it. One of the better videos I've seen in a very long time. Vasco, 1 out of 4 ain't bad, bro. 25%, I'll take it. And he's got a cool page, too. Now, Nate Partlow, of course I'm going to bring him up. He's got some thought-provoking videos of Disclosure, the UFO in Jerusalem, and he's got an interview with Nick Pope when he had his radio show with someone else, and more stuff. But he's got a shitload of videos in the center, so go to Nate Partlow's page. He's got some ghost video, chemtrail videos. It's a great foundation of a member's page, which is kind of like he's en route to making a site within a site. So now if he puts a couple of groups together, he could have you go, hey, go to my group and you can see this, or you can see me on the radio show, or maybe someday I'll have his own radio show, Nate's show, the UFO show with Nate Partlow. And then he's got a video. Have you ever seen this? There's a few people, like a couple of women, who get bonked in the head, and all of a sudden they have a British accent. They talk just like you and I. Then all of a sudden they get hit in the head and they're, hello, right? How about Saturday? I want to make Saturday, wait, fuck me. It's very strange. He's got that video up there. And the page looks great. He's got a pic from space of the Earth. And it just makes his page look pretty cool. So go to Nate Partlow's page on skinufos.name.com. And then I have something else. One more here. Page number 2, now near bottom fake. What is this? Oh, let's see. I have some stuff here. What's wrong with me? Didn't I have anything else? I don't know. Just a bunch of stuff I didn't bother talking about. Now my next show is going to be really good. It's going, the Extreme Show. It's going to be Seeing UFOs Extreme, Not So Extreme, or something like that. But it's going to be a good one. All right, guys, let's take a break. Suck it. You know, what a great, great song, Suck It. This show just flew by. I can't believe there's only like 5 minutes left. Yeah, next week's show is going to be the extreme opposite. That's what it is. And what I mean by that is this show is supposed to be extreme because of my attitude and rock and roll. But I feel like I'm failing you. What's wrong with me? I feel like I failed. I just don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, God. Anyway, next week, it's going to be a show. We're going to take some trips next week. Yeah, you'll see what I mean. It's going to be a very interesting show. It's not going to be the extreme heavy metal show like this. But when I say extreme opposite, it's the extreme opposite. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be funny. Not funny, haha. Funny, weird. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know what I've got next coming up here on the... As far as music goes, we're pretty much running out of time here. Now, I did say a lot of stuff tonight. I expect a little backlash, but you know what? Can't do it on Blog Talk Radio, so I hope you're a little smart. Yeah, don't be stupid. I didn't say anything that, you know, that wasn't that bad. Just same stuff I said before. Let's finish this song out, man. Understand people on the extreme, baby! Guys, thank you very much. I'm going to take you guys out of here, and we're going to calm down and just relax. And I'll take you into next week's show with a little bit of relaxation. And just get on out, baby, because this was the Seeing UFOs Extreme Paranormal Show. Like last week, didn't feel as extreme. But I hope you could understand that I am trying my hardest to bring you the truth. Trying to warn you of people to stay away from. And I hope you have a good week. Don't forget, Easy UFO Show this Saturday and Sunday with Nate. Sunday, Saturday, 7 o'clock.
こした光と闇、日差しと夜の音、闇空と水面、ひとしずくの雨が始まりの